It is with sadness that we announce the passing of our beloved mom, Eleanor Margaret Anderson. Mom died peacefully and on her own terms on March 5, 2025, at the Dr. F. H. Wigmore Hospital in Moose Jaw, surrounded by her family. She will be remembered by all those who knew her for her kindness, acceptance, inclination to help others, and for her ready smile. Eleanor was born October 8, 1938 in Merrifield, SK, to Ted and Mary Corbett. She grew up on the family farm near Merrifield, tending to chores and, as the oldest of four children, helping to look after her younger brothers and sister. This was in a time before electricity or running water came to the area, so there were a lot of chores to do. In the summer of 1953, at age 14, Eleanor was struck with polio, along with her father Ted and sister Kay. With their household in quarantine, it was a difficult time for the whole family. And though all eventually recovered, Eleanor lived with the after-effects of polio for the rest of her life. Eleanor finished high school in Merrifield before moving to Regina, where she worked for a time at Sask Power. After attending normal school in Moose Jaw, she took teaching jobs at Tetlock School near Grenfell and 10 Mile School at Battle Creek. Later, she returned to Regina to attend university for 2 years, majoring in math. After completing her studies, she took a teaching job in the village of Briarcrest, where her former students still recall her kindness and cheerful demeanor. In January 1966, Eleanor Corbett met Keith Anderson, of Briarcrest, and after a whirlwind romance, they married in October of the same year. Their son Ken was born in August 1967, and 2 years later came their darling daughter Kathy. In 1981, 15 years after they married, came their pride and joy, Karen Lynn. They raised their family of three in Briarcrest, where Eleanor became involved in many aspects of church and community life. In summers, they volunteered at Camp Capernaum and enjoyed spending time at the family cabin at Grandview Beach. In winter, they volunteered at the rink and loved to go dancing together whenever the opportunity arose. And, of course, Eleanor enjoyed cooking and baking all year round. As a 4-H leader, she taught many Briarcrest kids basic cooking skills. And she made a point of baking a special treat for each of her family members for their birthday, a memory we will treasure always. All her life, Eleanor loved to read. She landed her dream job as a librarian in 1974 when the Palliser Regional Library opened a branch in Briarcrest. After she retired from the library 19 years later in 2003, her passion for books continued unabated. She was a longtime member of the Briarcrest Literary Types Book Club. And each year in the lead-up to Christmas, she insisted that everyone in her family choose a book title, which she would then search out and present as a Christmas gift. Not always easy in the days before online ordering. In June of 2018, Eleanor's husband Keith passed away at the age of 94 after a brief illness. She continued to live in Briarcrest for several more years and remained active in the community. However, walking became increasingly difficult as the effects of polio began to show themselves again later in life. Eventually, the stairs in her home in Briarcrest became too much and she moved to an apartment in Moose Jaw. Around that time, she also became involved with Polio Regina, a support group for survivors of polio. After moving to the city, Eleanor continued to keep her connections to Briarcrest strong, returning frequently for UCW, book club, wellness clinic, church services, and even to pick up her mail, which she continued to receive at a Briarcrest post office box. Recently, she moved into the Bentley Retirement Complex in Moose Jaw, where she made more new friends. Eleanor always enjoyed spending time at the cabin in summers, where she would sit in her usual shady spot, warmly welcoming new additions to the family and sharing with them her, occasionally meandering, stories. In her last words to her family, she told us that her favorite thing was just spending time with us. Eleanor was predeceased by her loving husband of 51 years, Keith Anderson, her parents Mary and Ted Corbett, her brothers, John Corbett and Don Corbett, brothers-in-law, Lloyd Anderson, Bill Anderson, and Maurice Yingst, her sisters-in-law, Joan Anderson and Beth Anderson, and her nephews Bradley Yingst and Ernie Koshman. She is survived by her sister, Kay Yingst, her sisters-in-law, Gail Corbett and Karen Corbett, her children, Ken, Heather, Anderson, Kathy, Ryan, Cunningham, and Karen, Eric, Dodd. Her grandchildren, Jessica, Tyler, Stephanie, Larissa, Andrew, Sean, Andy, Caden, Kian and Katos. Her great-grandchildren Stetson, Tinsley, Janaea, and Andrew. Her nieces and nephews, Wayne, Lori, Lynette, Mavis, Kevin, Renee, Keith, Kristen, Kelly, Joe, Glenn, Tamara, Lori, Cam, Brenda, Brad, Stacy, Jason, and Bonnie, Aaron, her great-nieces and nephews, Jackie, Mikiel, Cherie, Scott, Carissa, Stefan, Megan, Caden, Colton, Camden, Carter, Dallas, Francesca, Cassidy, Corey, Cole, Hannah, Brett, Zane, Tegan, Finn, Theo, Fitz, Karis and Cohen. And her great-great-nieces and nephews, Mackenzie, John, Hunter, Autumn, Andrew, Cameron, Josie and Kira. Eleanor's family would like to thank the doctors, nurses and staff of Dr. F. H. Wigmore Hospital who were professional, compassionate, and took good care of both Eleanor and her family during her final days. A celebration of Eleanor's life will take place Sunday, April 27 at 2:30 p.m. at the Briarcrest Community Center, Main Street, Briarcrest, Saskatchewan. Judy Beck will officiate. For those unable to attend in person can join remotely using the following link. https://evt.live/Eleanor-Anderson-S-Celebration-of-Life. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Briarcrest branch of the Palliser Regional Library, https://palliserlibrary.ca/donate-in memory of Eleanor. Please sign the memorial register at website, https://www.wjjonesandson.com/obituary/Eleanor-Anderson, obituaries. Dana Chamberlain, Funeral Director.